All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 91 of Feel Good Friday, FGF. We have two special guests on today. Long time coming. My sister, Becky, and her husband, Steve. I could say husband now. They've been married for about half a year. Congrats on the wedding. And congrats on being on the podcast. It's a big step for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello,
yeah.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot to talk about. I mean, we were supposed to do a recap of Disney together, and then life gets crazy. We were supposed to talk about the bachelor parties. Nothing. Well, bachelor party, and then bachelorette party. The wedding. Just so many things that we could talk about. So let's start with Disney, because it was the furthest back. All right, let's start with Disney. We're going to have a Disney intro. Now, I did my Disney recap episode, but it's good to hear from other perspectives as well. Let's talk about some of the highlights of the trip. Let's talk about the bird shitting in Becky's drink. Let's talk about that.
Well, I was going to say, when the bird shit in my drink, that was...
You freaked out. Yeah. As well you should have.
I said a bad word in Disneyland.
Yeah. In front of children.
In front of a lot of children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
It's okay. It happens.
But it was just this bird... decided just to shit in my drink.
Let's set the scene. We were in
Animal Kingdom.
We were in Avatar World. Avatar, we were in Pandora.
Avatar World.
Avatar World.
Yeah. Avatar Land.
Yeah. And
we had just waited in line for like an hour.
For the Flight of Passage?
For drinks.
What?
No, it wasn't that long of a line.
It happened in March. I can't remember.
Maybe like 45
everything.
Minutes.
No, it wasn't a long drink line, but they were expensive drinks. It was like $14.
They had that boba in it, and I was like, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, these were
Is
the two boba drinks.
Boba? Boba. It was boba. Yeah, I'm not a fan. They're weird. It's like, it looks weird to me.
They're like little jelly belly.
It feels weird. Beans. It tastes weird. It looks weird. I don't like the boba craze. But, so we get our drinks, and we had just gotten off Flight of Passage, right?
I believe so.
Weren't we on our way to the river one?
Yes.
The Navi riverboat, yeah.
The Navi riverboat run. Navi,
overrated ride.
Yeah, very overrated. Definitely something if you just want to chill, it's great. But if you're looking for excitement, not quite, you know, the thing. So we're walking over, and Becky just stops. And we no one knows what's happening.
They were fresh drinks, though. That's what you gotta understand.
Yeah, fresh.
Full drinks.
Yeah, like, hadn't even taken a sip yet.
And when you buy a drink in Disney World, like you said, it's expensive. You're setting yourself back a few bucks. So this is the least ideal thing that could happen, I would say. Other than, like, tripping and, like, spilling your drink completely, this is probably the second worst thing that could happen. Out of all possibilities of, like, actual possibilities, it's still insane to me. The amount of precision that bird had to have.
Yeah.
To be like, look at that one. I got it.
And I mean, like, all in the whole park, like, that was...
And Disney World's a big park. There's literally five or four parks that this bird could have chosen from.
Yep.
Animal Kingdom is huge itself. That is truly insane to me.
I mean, it was an accomplishment. It was well done.
Now, what is your initial thought process when this happens? Like, did you hear it splash?
Well, yeah,
or did you see it go in?
I turned around and I just... hear like a little sploot, and there was like a little, like, some of my drink splashed up, and I stopped, and my first thought was, I think a bird just shit in my drink. Which, and then I saw it floating around in my drink, and I was like, oh shit, a bird did just shit in my drink.
That would not be my first thought because of just how insane that is, but that was your first thought, and
it was insane, and I'm like, wow.
And how did Steve handle it?
Steve came up, very matter-of-fact, he walked up with his little face.
Yeah, little face.
And he grabbed the cup without saying anything before I could really think of what to do.
Which I think is smart.
He walked over to a bush, and he poured it out, like half of the drink out, including the poop part.
Well, hopefully.
Then he came back and he gave me the half of the drink that was left and said, here you go. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? And he's like, well, you can drink it now. I poured the poop out. And I was like, I'm not drinking that. Like, that's disgusting. That just had bird poop in it. And he said, well, I poured it out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I could have gotten a refund on that and possibly gotten a new drink.
Yeah.
And he... said, well, it's too late now. So I'm like, well, I have two options. I can either drink this half-ass drink, or I could just not have a drink. So I was like, well, I'm not going to have a drink. And he's like, fine, I'll drink this one and you can have mine. And he gave me his, and his was already almost gone. So
let's back up a minute.
We're going to back up.
The bird poops. We're on our way to the Navi riverboat.
Step one.
Which, excuse me, as I already mentioned, overrated ride if it's a long line. If there's no line, you're not disappointed when you get off because you're like, I didn't wait 3 hours for a two-mile-an-hour little boat 10 ride.
10 minutes for that, right?
Yeah.
That
was
very quick.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
So we knew the line was short because we were checking the app. We're on the way, fresh drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I was parched, so I did down some of mine quite quickly. The bird poops in your drink, and now I'm thinking, all right, here's the scenario that ran through. Now you got to remember, decisions are made split second. You've had almost a year now to go back and analyze and come to conclusions, but I didn't have that time. I thought we could turn around, stand back in line, try to explain to the person that a bird pooped in this drink. They may or may not give us a refund because it's an act of God. Like, what if they're just like, well, that's
happening sometimes. That is an act of God. That's true.
Plus, it's an alcoholic drink. So I'm like, it's not just like it was a soft drink or a water. You know what I mean? Like, now they got to make a whole new alcoholic drink. In the moment, I thought the bird poop had not yet permeated the entire drink. It was floating neatly at the top.
Just the lawyer presentation for this.
I didn't spill out the entire half of the drink. I spilled only enough to eject the poop and the drink around it. And when you were not satisfied with that, I traded you my unpooped in drink.
Unpooped.
And I drank the poop drink myself because I was confident in the decision to pour it out. It would not taint the rest of it. So,
and that's my husband.
Took one for the team.
Yeah.
You're a man of action, though. That's what I could say. In your defense, like, you were like, all right, I'm going to handle this before, you know, there's a bigger freak out or something like that. And then in Becky's defense as well, she's probably still shell-shocked that a bird has shit in her drink. So she's like, what the hell are you doing? Why'd you just pour it out? Like, you know, there's a sense of frantic to it. Because I'd be upset too. I'd be upset if, literally right now, this is a free Coors Light. It's kind of free. I didn't buy it, but I'm drinking it. But if a bird shit in it, I'd be a little freaked out as well. So I get both sides. It was crazy. That was definitely, I mean, outside of like the actual attractions and stuff. Apologize. That stood out the most. Definitely.
Yeah.
But Flight of Passage was great.
Flight of Passage is a great ride. It's Steve's favorite.
That's right.
Yeah, what's the wait line right now? That's right. What's the time for that? It's probably about 60 minutes at the moment.
The wait time for that right now.
Do you still have the app?
I do. Yeah.
Look, we could take some.
I do too. Sometimes I accidentally click on the app and then I get really sad because I'm like, oh, fuck, we're not in Disney anymore. That's a bummer.
Wait times.
I'm going to say pre-holiday times are going to be pretty low.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
Wasn't there someone that said Disney's really crazy during Christmas? Holiday season?
Well, that's a whole other story. We went Christmas. We flew out Christmas Day.
Oh, we know about that. Yeah.
Right before the pandemic. And that was the most crowded trip. Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. Candy. Don't do that. I would highly not recommend.
Yeah.
I don't think it's open right now. I don't know. Wait times are showing up.
Disney is just closed?
Well, maybe it's like closed for the night.
Well, what time is it there? It's like 8 o'clock.
It'd be 8. Animal Kingdom closes early, but not that early. They have different hours.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Sorry about that technical break right there. Did you guys find the wait time, or is it just not?
It's not showing up.
Because it's an hour later there, right?
So it'd be past 8 there. They might be closed already.
It is just a Thursday. So plus the Raiders and Chargers are playing. That's a huge game in Orlando. So kidding. True. Obviously, it means nothing. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Magic Kingdom closed at 6 p.m. today.
6 p.m.?
Animal Kingdom closed at 7 p.m. So it's been closed for an hour.
Yeah. That is, I would love to break into a Disney park after it's closed and just, like, go into all the rides, like, with nothing running. You know what I mean? Like, just walk by the animatronics. Like, in the River Run or River Bend, whatever it's called. Like, that big animatronic at the end.
Oh, the
to see that like
shaman.
Oh, the big Navi shaman.
It is really cool, but like to see that like when the ride's like shut down.
Be creepy.
Yeah, no, I kind of love that stuff. Speaking of like seeing things kind of behind the scenes, when you guys went on Dinosaur, you had a tongue fly at you, right?
We did. We went back to went back to Disney for just 2 days after our wedding.
I thought this happened during our trip. Like, Cassie and I went back to the hotel, and you guys went on Dinosaur again, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the tongue incident was on Okay. Yeah. We went. Yes. We went. We stayed at Animal Kingdom. You guys went back to the hotel, and we went on Dinosaur.
Which is a great ride, by the way. I forgot how great that
is. I love Dino. Yeah, it's a great
You can get Whiplash, probably, but
it's a good one. It's a good one. I will stand by that. I love Dinosaur.
It's great. It's kind of scary.
It is. It's not like, it is.
Obviously, now I'm 30. It's not scary
for me. I'm pretty scared on there. Well,
I'm very manly and strong. So not a lot of things scare me. So,
Well, we went on there, and, the part where the Carnotaur comes out, like one of the Carnotaurs comes out at you, and
where the picture's taken.
Where the picture's the taken, yeah. Oh, yeah. It comes out and it opens its mouth to growl at you or roar or whatever, and the tongue falls out, and it was weird the way it fell out because it almost kind of like, it almost looked like its tongue was pushing the tongue out. Like I don't even know how
it bounced up and down a couple times.
It bounced
times
up and down, roaring. Yeah, and then like it kind of just like made its way out of the mouth.
And it
like
thudded against the side of the car that we were riding in.
Oh, it hit the car.
It hit the car, and then it fell onto the tracks. But it wasn't like a piece of foam. Or, I mean, it had some mass to it because it clunked off.
It clunked, and it was terrying, and I. The rest of the ride, I was even more scared than I normally am because I was like, what if another tongue falls out? Like,
what if something bigger falls out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, and we went on again right after and we checked and the tongue was not in the mouth anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not like the Jurassic Park ride at Universal where like if the tongue falls out on the T-Rex, like someone could probably die. But like the tongue falls off on the little Carnotaur, not little, but smaller Carnotaur. Things aren't as intense, but obviously still like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, it was just kind of more like creepy, it was kind of scary.
Yeah. So Animal Kingdom was great. Flight of Passage was truly like, I literally felt like I was on a different planet when I was on that ride. And it was so cool.
It immerses you.
It's a portal to another world and it's so cool. And
all the senses get involved. The smells.
Yeah. 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 I think the person next to me farted, so I got that too, which I was like, is that Pandora?
I think it was Steve.
Is that someone's ass?
I mean, there's a lot of creatures, it could have been.
A lot of creatures. Yeah. Creatures make stinkers, dude.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Toy Story Mania in Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, that one is almost like a blur to me because obviously we fly into Orlando, we get to the hotel, we put our stuff away, and boom, we're going to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
So it's like, I remember like walking up the Tower of Terror, or waiting in line for Tower of Terror, and I was like, we were just in Chicago like 5 hours ago. This is nuts. And but Tower of Terror was great. Toy Story Mania was great.
Toy Story Mania.
We didn't go on the Slinky ride.
We didn't.
Slinky coaster.
It seems a little overrated.
Yeah, I don't think we missed much.
Long lines, and it's not worth it.
Yeah. We did Star Tours. Yikes. Had some trouble on that one.
Yep, that one was a rough one.
Yeah.
Me and Joe.
Both of your first times on Star Tours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was, you're in this small room, and I get, when it's like crowded rooms, I get hot, and then when I get hot, like the headache starts, and then some nausea, and it's like this whole thing. So I was not feeling 100% after that ride. But
for me, it was just the screen. I couldn't.
Yeah.
The moving with the C-3PO guy in front of it, it was throwing me off. I was getting so sick from watching it.
The other Star Wars ride was great though.
Rise of the Resistance.
That was arguably my favorite ride. I think it goes Flight of Passage and then Rise of the Resistance is
that was really
two
cool.
or three.
Now, that was I had been on Star Tours many times, and I do get motion sick if I do that one. Back to back, but one ride I'm good.
Yeah,
but that was not a highlight. As in, like, it was It was funny, I will say, because when we walked off the ride, I had no idea that the two of you were in such
bad shape.
You're and in shambles, bro.
I was enjoying it. I'm like, oh, you walk through the shop, you know, I'm checking out, you know, there's the kids making their lightsabers, and they got like the little Ewok little dolls and stuff, and we're walking through the shop, and I turn around, and the two of you are walking just pouring sweat.
Yeah,
I got you could tell. I'm like, they're both not right. Like, something's wrong with them.
I'm telling you, I just got really hot, dude. I think it was the small room. It was all the moving around, and then obviously a little bit of the motion sickness kicked in as well. Because I've always had motion sickness. Like, I was never able to play first-person shooter video games because I would get dizzy. So I always played sports games or, like, fighting games or something like that. So I
think we did the Muppets.
We did the Muppets
Muppet Vision after that.
Yeah.
Nice air conditioning.
Yeah.
You were a big fan of the little... What was that guy in the Muppet Vision?
Oh, you hated that guy.
Yeah. I did not like him. I wanted to...
The little...
Him and Figment were your two favorites.
Him and Figment.
Oh, I love Figment.
That's not... No, Beaker's not that guy. I forgot the guy's name.
It was like a virus or something.
No, it's like the little 3D effect guy. Let me look him up.
Speaking of Muppets, by the way, Steve is rocking a fantastic Muppet Christmas Carol t-shirt, and I'm pretty jealous. I'm pretty jealous I do not have one.
It's my favorite Christmas movie.
The Muppet Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
I read a meme somewhere that a Muppet Christmas Carol is like, It's a Wonderful Life for millennials.
It is, yeah.
I think that's true. I think that's It's Our Wonderful Life. Or It's a Wonderful Life.
I always think of you, Joe, when I see Kermit and his little son walking up and singing the song.
Yeah, like, I think that's me and Finn. Finn loves the Muppet Christmas Carol. Like, he has a good time during that, and he dances.
I'm shocked he's not scared by it. It kind of creeped me out when I was a kid, with the first ghost and the last ghost, like, were kind of scary.
You know what's creepier is the Jim Carrey one, that animated one?
That one is creepy.
That one's very creepy for a Disney movie.
That is pretty scary. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we are going to play that intro music because it's been a 17-minute intro. Good intro. Good start so far. And when we come back, we might talk more Disney. Might talk some wedding stuff. We'll see.
More.
Who knows?
Birds shitting and drinks.
Hopefully none of that, but, you know, anything could happen. That's proof of that. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 91. Yeah.
Hello.
There's Becky. Yeah. The Expedition Everest was cool. I could talk about Disney all day. I really do. Like, it's literally been... We went in March. We went in early March. And I still miss it. Like, I still look back and I was like, I feel like I should have appreciated it more. Just that time away from everything and, like, just the pure fun of it. Like, honestly, I would have been okay not even going to the parks. Like, just hanging out at the resorts all day. Maybe going to Disney Springs. But yeah, we didn't even talk about Epcot or Magic Kingdom yet. And Magic Kingdom was fun. A little bit rainy towards the end, but...
Big letdown when we found out they didn't serve alcohol in Magic Kingdom.
That's true.
At all.
Yeah. Unless you're at a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I will say, though, it saved us a lot of money in the end.
It's still frustrating.
I'm
a big fan of beer. I do like beer.
What
are we going? We went on the Little Mermaid ride.
Yeah, we did Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion.
The classics, Small World, It's a Small World. Wait, did you guys see the nude guy at It's a Small World recently?
No.
There was like a streaker that went through It's a Small World.
He jumped into like the... Like he jumped off the boat into the...
He was like in the water.
The water and in the displays. He was climbing on in the Small World.
And he was just...
Oh, wow.
He was naked.
Yeah, he was naked.
Fully nude. Can't imagine.
He was in the boat, though?
Off in the boat, and then I don't know exactly what happened, but he ended up outside of the boat, on the ride, naked. He looked like Weird Al, if I'm being honest.
Mm.
Like early Weird Al with his little afro.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And big glasses. Yeah, kind of weird. No pun, you know. Yeah, but and then we had to the rides stopped on several occasions because of wheelchair people and fast pass people were the bane of my existence that weekend. Yeah, Peter Pan ride, the fast pass thing was nuts. Like, they let so many fast pass people in, I just felt a little unfair. I guess
they would let like two people in the line in. Like,
I could be wrong. That might have been the longest line of the entire.
No, trip. Jungle Cruise was pretty long.
Jungle Cruise
took a long time.
Jungle Cruise.
I thought that was going to be faster, and then it just dragged.
It looked
good
like
ride. Our captain, I couldn't understand him.
Oh yeah, our little.
He was talking too fast.
Yeah. He was nice, but he was trying really hard.
The delivery. He needs to work on it.
When you're on the mic like that, you can't just be like mumbling and speeding through your jokes. Although I did catch one. He was saying something about a hibiscus plant, and then he was like, I'm more a fan of the Limp Bizkit. And I was like, Limp Bizkit, I like that. That was the only one I remember, honestly. So
yeah. That's not good.
But. I think our Kilimanjaro Safari driver also was difficult to understand. Yeah. We were kind of like two for two.
We were on that twice,
Our first one was bad, but our second one was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Haunted Mansion was great. We did that twice. We did Haunted Mansion twice. Yeah.
Then Haunted Mansion, yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean was awesome. I forgot how cool that is. How cool, I love the intro to it. I love the smell of it, you know what I mean? And obviously there's those candles now, and I almost like want one, but then it's like...
Oh, we ordered some.
It's not quite the sound.
We did, yeah. It is. I mean, it's cool. Like sometimes we have the Avatar. Steve loves that Avatar smell so much.
Yeah.
We have that Avatar thing. Sometimes like when it's on, like our house like literally smells like Avatar.
When you're in like the pink forest or whatever it's called.
Yeah. In the cave when they all bloom, the flowers.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's great. Disney was awesome.
What did you, you know, before we went, you were very skeptical of Epcot. What did you...
I loved Epcot. Epcot was fine. I'd love to go back because now they have the Moana thing there, right?
Did that open?
Yeah, Moana's, I think it's Way of Water or something like that.
Yeah.
It's open now.
Yeah. Oh, it is open?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're probably going to do something with Encanto. Like, that movie took off. That was really big.
That'll be the next thing, probably.
Yeah, I can imagine them doing something like with Bruno's Tower or whatever. Like, how, you know, it's like a big sandy thing. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of possibilities for that. And they'll think of something. They're great. So...
Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind.
Oh,
that was another favorite ride of mine. That was another favorite ride of mine. I had a really, really good time on that. And it moved around a lot, but sometimes when a ride is so cool, like the moving doesn't even affect me. Like the Mummy in Universal. Like I felt nothing because it was just such a cool environment.
You're caught up in the scenery, you're too impressed to be.
Exactly.
I was so drunk.
Oh. Yeah.
I was really drunk when we went on that ride.
What song did we have? We had
Disco Inferno.
Burn Baby. Yeah. Disco Inferno. Which was fun.
Yeah.
And that was definitely a highlight as well, like going around like the moon when you're all almost going to the circle. That's a lot of fun.
It was cool.
Epcot's great and I think it's getting better. Although I will say this. The Disney in California, instead of Test Drive or whatever, they made it into a Cars ride.
The Cars.
And it looks great. Like, you go past the big waterfall from Cars. There's, like, the tractor. It's got everything from the car. And I watch Cars a lot because Finn likes Cars. Finn will literally go, like, which is, like, him wanting to watch Cars. So we watched that a lot, so I would love that.
I've actually only ever seen, really, the beginning of Cars, the one time I watched it with Finn, and I've never seen it, like, from...
There's three of them, so you got some catching up to do.
My sister loves Cars.
Lightning McQueen and...
She said to skip number two.
Number two's probably the worst of the three.
She said one and three are where it's at.
Yeah.
I've only seen one.
And then they made Planes, which was a spinoff with Dane Cook. I'm like, come on, what are we doing? But also, it's like, Finn doesn't care. Finn doesn't know quality when he sees it, so he loved it. But anyway, yeah, Epcot was fine. Epcot had Figment, right?
Yeah.
Epcot has Figment, yeah.
We went on that. There was no wait for that ride.
That little fucker.
Oh, I love Figment.
And then the guy from Monty Python, right? Is like the professor dude, right?
Oh, yeah, in the Figment ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's like the professor or whatever. But
I'm trying to think.
I don't know his name.
I don't either.
I know he's from Monty Python, and then he's in Casper as well. He's in the Casper movie. Disney's great. Disney's great. But we've been talking about Disney for over 20 minutes. So let's talk about some wedding stuff. Steve, bachelor party was great. We went to New Buffalo. But we'll Becky, you did the bachelorette party first, right? In Milwaukee?
Yeah, the bachelorette.
About a month before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like about a month before, yeah.
So that was in April then.
It was April.
How was the weather?
It was really shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a pedal tavern.
In shitty weather.
In shitty weather. So we were all wearing our winter coats.
Yeah.
It was freezing, but
the power of alcohol.
The power of alcohol. It fuels you through. Yeah.
And then we did a Golden Girls night, am I right?
We did. On Friday, we did a Golden Girls night. Mm-hmm. So we all dressed up as old ladies, which was fun.
Right.
And then on Saturday during the day, we went out and we did the Pedal Tavern, and the Pedal Tavern tour, like, it stops at a bunch of bars and stuff, so we...
Yeah. Yeah, that's mostly bachelorette party things. I don't see a lot of bachelor parties on the Pedal Tavern.
Yeah.
But
we got a lot of good drinking in during that, and then we went back to the Airbnb we were staying at, and we took like a break. Some people took a nap. Some people just hung out. We got ready to go out that night. Mm-hmm. We went out to dinner, and then we went out drinking.
Where'd you go for dinner?
I don't remember. It was a place, though.
You were that drunk.
I was pretty drunk. And, it was a Mexican place, Mexican food place. Taco
Bell?
No, it was not Taco Bell. Okay. But I do remember, though, that they gave me 2 tequila shots for free.
Hell yeah. That sounds like I'm going to go in a Mexican place and tell them it's my bachelorette party and see if they give me a...
I'm sure that you'll pass off perfectly for that, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that it was really fun.
Now you can't gloss over the wardrobe malfunction.
Okay. Well,
wardrobe malfunction.
I wore a very sexy dress. So the Saturday night, Pretty Little Liars is my favorite TV show.
PLL.
And so Saturday night we did a Pretty Little Liars theme.
Okay.
And I wore red and everyone else wore black.
Okay.
And my dress was very, very sexy.
Okay.
And just pretty much had 2 like little slits that covered my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And very sexy, but very dangerous, especially when you're drinking. Yeah, and I was on stage dancing very late in the night. I was dancing. And then all of a sudden I noticed this girl in the crowd like staring at me like in horror. And I was like, what the heck is... what? Is she, like, upset that I'm getting married? Like, I don't know why she... I don't even know her. And then I realized I looked down and one of my boobs was completely out.
Oh, boy.
And I was on stage I mean...
How many people were at this bar?
C'est la vie. I mean, there were... It was crowded. There were a lot.
Oh, boy.
I was on stage with the DJ.
Oh, boy.
He let me up there.
He didn't say anything, huh? He was like...
He told me to get off the stage after...
All right, you're good.
Janet
Jackson over here.
Yeah, yep, that's pretty much what it was like. And then, I came home the next day and I showed Steve, one of my bridesmaids caught the whole thing on video.
Oh, boy.
And I showed Steve the video and I was nervous and I thought he was going to be mad at me. And
how did he be mad at you?
I don't know. I just didn't know.
It was on purpose.
I know, but, you know, I didn't know. And
I thought it was funny.
Steve's one of the most understanding guys I know. I feel like he would... Yeah, he found it funny.
He thought it was funny, yeah.
And then you sent it to everyone we know.
You
weren't too bashful about it.
I did not send it.
I got Steve's approval.
I did not send it to...
Mass text.
I only sent it to like, 15 people.
Did you send it to Biffle? The Biffle?
I sent it to the Biff.
The Biff.
The Biff.
So I like the Biff. The Biff is a great
guy. Was in the group chat, yeah.
It was in the group chat. In the group chat. I mean, the Biff.
Hey, I get it. First few days in Northern, Cody Leahy was over. Oh, boy. Cody Leahy was over at our apartment, at our townhome, and I was taking a shower, and I walked out, and all right, so for those of you that are listening that obviously you can't see, Becky is showing me a meme that was made of her and Steve, and it's a good description of the two. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, Cody Leahy.
Few days in Northern, Cody Leahy was at our townhouse, and I had just taken a shower. And he decided, and we were all kind of drinking, He had shower beers, and he decided to film me. And I was like, kind of, I just said, fuck it. And I like took off my towel and I was like, you can't catch the naked man. And then I like ran up the stairs and he sent it to everyone on his Snapchat. So I know the feeling of being exposed. It was my choice. So, you know, I get it. But
yeah.
I didn't think he was going to send it to everyone. He sent it to like people I know that probably did not want to see that.
And
disappointed.
What was exposed? Your butt cheeks? Or?
Wiener, butt cheeks. It was bad.
Full frontal.
It was HBO. Mm. It was HBO After Dark. But
wow.
Anyway, so that's the bachelorette party. Steve, bachelor party in New Buffalo. Great, great time.
Great time.
I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast because I wanted to do this on like when you were on. Yeah, so you can start off. I'm going to grab another drink.
Okay.
I believe in you to get the party started.
No I mean, if there's one more, I'll...
I don't think there's another Coors.
Oh, anything. You want
a Miller?
Okay. Yeah,
fine. Back, you good? You want a drinky poo?
Sure.
A little pee pee poo poo?
Pee pee poo poo? Pee pee poo poo?
Alright.
Pee pee poo poo?
Alright, New Buffalo. Beautiful, what was it, like a cabin style almost, Airbnb.
Our house was really cool, too. I just want to throw in there.
Oh, yeah, you did gloss over that. You had like a Victorian.
We had like a Victorian haunted house. Yeah, it was really neat.
Yeah, we did not have
a
Victorian house. We had a cool cabin.
It was a cabin, yeah. It was really
fucking
nice.
It was fucking cool.
It had like the vaulted ceilings. And
we experienced two hauntings.
You guys had hauntings?
One of my friends experienced a haunting. She was sitting there and
cool beer.
I can't remember what happened, but she did say that something happened.
Good story. So, Steve, we did not stay at a Victorian haunted house with apparently hauntings going on that sound intense. Yeah.
Oh, she said like something moved or something.
Stop.
she turned around and no one was there.
Oh.
She was like, hello, and we weren't all back yet. Stop. We were all still at the bar, and she was
there alone.
I can't remember why she was there by herself.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Maybe she came back early, but wait, maybe hold
she
on.
Wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well at the bachelor party. I know that much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can.
Right. Okay, yeah.
I can
sorry.
Recount that. I have
So, bachelor party. I was only up there for one day. I wish I'd have been up there for Friday and Saturday, but I was only up there Saturday.
Well, Friday was the arrival day. So, you know, the guys all rolled in at different times. Uh-huh. And we were just drinking. Had some long games, some bags, some beer frisbee.
Beersbee, bro.
Yeah, we grilled. You did miss some good grilling that night, but that was.
Hate to miss a good grill.
That was about the extent of it, yeah.
Bonfire, right?
Yeah, the bonfire.
Chill night.
Jeremy tried cooking eggs in the bonfire, and one of them exploded and shot shrapnel. Molten hot egg particles all over everyone.
Holy fuck, that's funny.
The next morning, when did you arrive? Because I was pretty hungover that next morning, and I was sleeping in.
You were still sleeping.
I was hanging.
I showed up. I stopped at a weird gas station, like, in the middle of, like, just bumfuck nowhere. Picked up a case of Twisted Tea that was warm, because they didn't have any beer in the cooler. Mm. So I picked up the Twisted Tea, and then I arrived, and I started right away, because I was ready to, you know, I missed the whole day. I had to catch up. Maybe, in retrospect, I shouldn't have gone so hard so early, but it worked out in the end. But, yeah, you were still sleeping.
I eventually got up, though.
Well, yeah.
We had breakfast.
Yeah.
I felt better after I started drinking.
Yeah, the Biff was cooking breakfast.
Biffle was cooking breakfast.
Biffle, yeah.
Biffle making breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The and Biff one oversight, we, for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
We assumed the Airbnb would be stocked with cooking utensils and pots and pans. And
yeah.
There was none. So we had one pan.
Whoops.
We had no butter. He had to use the bacon grease to cook the eggs, which actually, you know, that's legit. It tasted good.
Hey, it worked out.
And there was no toaster, so we toasted the oven and the bread. Oven and the bread. We toasted the bread in the oven.
The oven and the bread.
And then we had the distillery tour.
That was the first thing we did, huh?
It was the downfall of the bee.
And we had a van pick us up.
We had a van pick us up. Now, we were going to... I just wore the shirt from there. It's a very popular whiskey distillery in
is this something with a number?
Journeyman.
Oh.
Journeyman.
drinking it.
I believe.
Oh, By the way, I did take a shot of Malort in the morning before we left. We started playing a card. Like I suggested a card game.
I remember, yeah.
And then I suggested the loser, because I did not think I was going to lose,
take
a shot of Malort. And then I fucking lost. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was just joking, guys. I was just kidding. And then they made me do it. They start, which I get. Like, I respect that. That's good.
How many people were playing?
I think there was about 5 of us. I know your brother was playing. Grant was playing. I can't remember if the Biffle was playing. I forgot. But there was about 5 or maybe even 6. But solid crew. So anyway, van picks us up. I think I was riding shotgun.
Yeah, well, the van came and... Bill, he arranged all of it, so he went out to talk to the guy, he's like, can we drink on the van? The guy's like, yeah, sure. So we all brought some road beers. We drank in the van.
Road beers are great.
We got to the distillery. We had our tour. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. Had the tasting afterward. Now they tell you, like, you get 12 tastings.
Yeah.
And they're not big pours, but, like, I think after that, I was feeling it.
That's when it hit me.
That's when it hit you.
I know that. Because I don't really do hard stuff too much. I'm a beer drinker. I'm a domestic beer drinker.
Yes, he is. B is a domestic beer drinker.
I could drink Coors Lights and Miller Lights and Bud Lights all day. And, I mean, I'll get a buzz. I'll be drunk. But, like, I'll be fine. But the whiskey tasting. And I thought when we got there or whatever for the tasting, I was like, oh, we're just going to sample, like, 3 of these or something like that. And he goes, no. You do all of them or something like that.
It was 12, yeah.
Yeah, it was 12. Yeah. And he was semi-generous with the pour. Not super generous, but semi, at least.
Yeah. Well, he said, I think at the end of the 12 tastes, if he poured it out exactly, it's the equivalent of like 2 drinks.
Yeah.
And I think even given a little bit extra, that adds to that. So,
and we had it in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's quick. It's not like you're sitting around sipping it for 20 minutes. It's like, here's the next one. Here's the next one.
You take that shot and you move on to the next. Yeah.
We did have some snacks and those giant fish bowl drinks.
Yeah.
We had some time to kill before dinner.
Who was chugging the drink?
I chugged one. Biffle chugged one.
Yeah. I think it was Biffle where I'm like looking at him in disbelief.
Yeah, there's a good picture of that.
I thought you chugged one too, Joe.
I did not chug a bowl. I probably did something. I took a shot or I don't know.
Well, you were at the bar for a little bit. That was the funny thing is you were like the social butterfly of the group. Not that everyone else was antisocial, but like you were making friends with everyone wherever we went.
That's how you are everywhere. That's how you were in Disney too. We came back from the park one night and you were friends with like all the people at the bar at the hotel.
The New Yorkers. Rooting for their stupid little Knicks.
Yeah.
No offense if the New Yorkers are listening. I told them about my podcast. So, the bowls. I remember the bowls. And then
we went back in the van to the restaurant. And that's where your downfall occurred.
Yeah.
We
got in and I'm like, I don't feel right.
We got in. It was a Mexican place. And we had arranged already. It was all ready for us. It was a big spread. They had meat, the tortillas, the rice. Like, they had everything. And you were just staring...
Down
at the floor.
Yeah.
And then you got up and left, and then you came back. And then you got up and left, and then you came back. And then you got up the last time, and I think, did you go outside for a walk, or was that Jeremy?
I went outside.
You and Jeremy were both equally kind of...
Yeah. I went outside for sure. Because I think that's where I started recovering, is when I went outside. I went in that bathroom probably at least 3 times. So people are probably either thinking I'm doing drugs or I'm puking. And the answer is the latter. I was puking. Which is a damn shame. Because that Mexican food looked so good. And it was good. I had some. It was delicious. I wish I could have enjoyed it more. But I was fucked up off that whiskey. So, I puked a lot. But then we walked back to the cabin from there, right?
Walked back to the cabin. Tossed around a football a little bit.
I got the second win on the walk back to the cabin. I just started feeling it.
The walk helped because we did. Yeah, the van dropped us off.
Usually sobers you up.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And it was like that was the end of the van's duty. And we were like, we can either Uber
duty
or we could walk. And the walk was not bad. And it really did refresh everyone. Yeah.
I started playing wrestling music.
Yeah.
Don't know why. But
well, that's when we went out again that evening to the, Stray Dog?
Played it even more.
That's when the wrestling really...
started doing your wrestling impressions.
That's when I kind of went overboard with it. But you know what? I've been working on my rock impression. But it's not perfect yet. But Finally, the great one. Anyway.
I should clarify how I know so much about the bachelor party. I was asking for documentation of what they were doing.
That I heard about that early on in the day.
Yeah, I got the text day two. I only got one picture from you yesterday. I told the guys, you got to help me out. Take pictures, please. And
Yeah.
So yeah, Becky was informed. Stray Dog was fun, though. Yeah. Stray Dog was fun. I'd never been there, and I just see the shirts all the time.
Same, yeah.
I kind of wish we had gone a little bit later, because I think that the rooftop opened up after Memorial Day.
Yeah, we were there.
Or is it late? Memorial Day.
We were there, I think, a week or so early before the rooftop
opened. Such a bummer. But no, we still had a, you know, good time there. It was fun. Mm-hmm. There was a bachelorette party there. Mm-hmm. And I think I bought the bachelorette shots, and then I think they bought you one as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time. Very fun. Good bachelor party, dude.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. 10 out of 10. Would do it again. So maybe we should make it an annual thing. You know? Just get the boys. Just saying.
Do it every year.
I like a good getaway. And then the girls can come too, because now it's not a bachelor party. So.
Probably could do their own thing.
Yeah, we've actually talked about that, just going and having a girls' weekend and not even having a reason to do it.
I don't think you need a reason. I think life is so short. Like, why not try to do these things? Have the best time possible while you're here. I try to, like, convince myself that, and I had this epiphany, like, earlier this morning. I was like, I really want to live that lifestyle. Like, just have the best time you can. Obviously, take care of your shit. Like, you know, do the important stuff, but really just try to have fun. Speaking of fun, though, the wedding in June. That was
June awesome. 10th, yeah.
June 10th, 6/10/2023.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We had over 200 people.
There's over 200 people there?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's a big crowd for little Finnegan.
220.
Because Finnegan was in the wedding.
Yep. Finn was our ring bearer.
He did not nap. He was a little unbearable. Because he did not nap that day, but
he did very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He rose to the occasion. He was
he rose. Yeah. Yep.
It was a little worrisome there. He was cranky, no nap.
We were a little worried at first during the rehearsal dinner. He wasn't really vibing.
He came in clutch though.
He wasn't walking, so then we ended up having mom walk with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean he
worked out perfectly.
He looked adorable in his little tux.
Yeah. Yeah, sharp dressed man, ZZ Top.
Yeah, he looks so cute, and his little walking, his little legs.
Yeah, he does that with his legs, and feet.
Yep. And he was adorable. So.
As always.
But it was a good wedding.
Wedding was fun though. You guys killed it on your first dance and Dirty Dancing dance and all that.
Thank you. Yeah, we worked hard on that.
Took lessons.
It was hard keeping it a secret from everybody.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, secret I have. I got very emotional during the wedding. Yeah. Just seeing my sister and find like a good guy, because I always think that you've deserved the best. And I feel like some shitty things happen to you and it's fucked up. So to see something good happen to you is really awesome. And then the vows, I just lost it at the vows because you guys were, Steve wasn't necessarily crying, but, you know, you were crying. And it's like, I'm one of those, like, if I see someone cry, I start crying. So I got emotional, but then, like, Finn started screaming and I just snapped out of it. And I was like, oh, my God.
Thank you, B. That means a lot.
Yeah, no, it was great. And then I ended up having Finn's chicken tenders because he went home early. So it was chicken tenders dipped in ketchup.
You got the meal choice you wanted.
I did. Yeah. Sometimes things just work out, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Paul was there. Paul, my boy Paul.
Paul.
Yeah, he's
he seemed to have fun.
Little white trash dad over there. That's Paul.
Paulie Rupert.
Paulie Rupert and Demi. We introduced them.
We did. Demi was my roommate in college, and Paul was Joe's best friend.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a party.
We introduced him, and what do you know?
We were pre-gaming, us four. I remember going to buy the liquor at the one store on Southwest Highway.
Yeah.
Like, us four drove together, and Paul thought he was being hilarious. He was calling Demi Lovato. He thought that was really funny. I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. And, so now they have a life. Yeah, great wedding. Seriously, yeah. Great wedding.
Now they're married and yeah.
Three kids, two dogs, all that shit. So, and then yeah, after the wedding, you guys went back to Disney. Here we are talking about Disney again.
Yeah, full circle.
We did.
Obviously, well, as good as it was in March.
But. It really wasn't. March was definitely better.
It was a shorter trip.
It was shorter. Yeah. We only went for 2 days. And we only went to Epcot and Animal Kingdom. And I mean, it was fun because we had just been married. So, I mean, we were excited about that. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, the trip in March definitely was much more, like, you know.
It did.
Exciting.
And more relaxed, too, probably. You know, just because it's like.
The wedding was over.
Or, you know, the one in March.
In March because it's like. You have, you know, you're not on a tight schedule, but it's like you have other stuff that you're probably thinking about, like, you know, going to the other places and all that. And whereas in March, we were there and that was mm-hmm. it, you know.
That's true,
We had already been in Mexico for a week and then we went
Orlando, we were kind of exhausted at that point. So we really didn't enjoy it as much as we would have if we had gone to Disney first, I think.
Right.
I think we were so tired.
I think the two upsides where it has the March trip beat was I did join the dark side and pay for the fast passes.
I became
what we hated the first one.
He paid for just two of them.
Just two rides.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
And then
Harvey Dent, RIP.
The dinner at Epcot France.
That was good for Steve. It was horrible for me. I was so drunk and I just was trying
to. This is a recurring theme.
Yeah.
Keep myself from puking the whole time, and I end up throwing up anyway.
So mission failed.
It didn't work.
I've been there.
Steve was like having the time of his life.
Steve was just on cloud nine.
He was like, well, "Oh, this food is so great."
I did warn her. I'm like, "You got to slow down," and you get upset at me. I'm like, "We got a long day. You got to slow down. You're really drunk right now." Oh, okay. I can't have anything else to drink. Like, no, I didn't say that. So I was enjoying my French dinner, and you were hurting.
And you were hurting.
I don't want to say I told you so.
You were hurting.
I mean.
So wait, yeah, you guys only did Epcot and Animal Kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which.
And we
honestly, I would argue those were probably the best two when we went as well.
Oh yeah.
And I love Magic Kingdom. I love the Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are two of my favorite rides. Jungle Cruise is amazing. What else did we go on that day? Small World is... Never mind. But, yeah, no, I think Animal Kingdom was my favorite. I think that's also because of I work with animals. Like
I think Animal Kingdom might be my favorite, too.
Yeah. I just think Flight of Passage is just incredible. It's such an incredible experience, honestly. And I know I'm talking about like a religion almost. Like, it's amazing. It's so immersive and... It just feels magical, which I guess that's what Disney's all about. But anyway,
I can honestly say this year has been amazing.
True. Too true.
Our wedding was the best day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it's over, because it was just a lot of work. But
very stressful.
It's very stressful, but overall, I think it went really great. I think everyone had fun. I'm really happy with how it turned out. And it was a lot of planning, a lot of work, but we did it. We pulled it off, and we had a good time. And I think all our guests had a good time. I think our bridal party really had a good time, and
everyone did.
I think good times all around, and we had a great bridal party. We really did.
Indeed, we did.
People most important to us, and it was just it all worked out. It was all perfect. So
true. And then the night before at the rehearsal, Hairbangers Ball playing.
Mm, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Love to see that. Those are some of my boys right there.
It was a total coincidence too.
That was wild because I remember pulling up and mom called me or something like that and I was like, "Where do I park?" And she was like, rah, 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 rah. And then she was like, "So guess who's playing?" And she knows that I like that. So she was like, "Hairbangers Ball." It's crazy. And then I was just talking to him before the show. And just because I was trying to wear something nice. So I wore like that big sweater for whatever reason. It's hot as hell. I'm wearing that.
I was going to say it was
studio June. Sweater, June, yeah. But like I couldn't take it off because I only had like a white t-shirt on underneath. So I couldn't take it off because I'm trying to look presentable. And then just, yeah, the Hairbangers Ball guys walk up and they're just in ripped shirts and ripped jeans, tight jeans, long hair, bandanas. And but it was a good time. It was all a good time. It was all a great time.
Finn with his little squirt, like his, the little ring bearer. Little
squirt bottle.
He was little squirt bottles that we got everyone. Him. Yeah. And he was squirting everybody with the ring bearer squirt bottles or whatever because he loves to clean. And he was walking around squirt. And then he was squirting himself. He was soaking wet. He was so cute.
Yeah, he's something else. So anyway, we are going to take one more break. When we get back, we're going to wrap this thing up because it's, man, time is flying. And we've already been talking for close to an hour on this. Not right now. This is a half-hour segment, but if you, you know, it's math. You're a teacher. You get it.
Yeah.
You know how numbers work. Anyway, yeah, that's something I never, mom's a teacher, or was a teacher. You're a teacher.
Steve's a teacher.
See, I never got those genes. I was never, teacher wasn't in my future, but I could see myself being a teacher.
I could see you being a teacher.
I don't know. Might be a little.
You'd be a good teacher.
Might be a little late at this point. I don't know, but we'll see.
Never too late.
We'll see. Oh, okay. Mom's just chiming in over there. Anyway, all right, we're going to take one more break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some holiday stuff because Christmas is like 2 weeks away, people.
This year Christmas is flying by.
Christmas is almost here. 2024 is almost here.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. So.
Stop it. Stop it now.
All right, it's not gonna listen to you. But, all right. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 91 with the Becks and the brother-in-law, Becky and Steve. We're going to wrap this up by...
Is it vinyl or vinyl?
It's vinyl.
Okay.
What?
Sorry, I was just curious.
Where did that come from?
I saw that on your phone. Oh,
vinyl. Vinyl is the name of the interlude that they use for between segments. Anyway, yeah, it's fine. Vinyl, huh? Anyway... Let's talk about some Christmas stuff because Christmas is 2 weeks away. We already talked about Steve's shirt, and I'm jealous of it. Mm-hmm. Becky's got a Christmas sweater on, a Wizard of Oz Christmas sweater. I have a Margaritaville hoodie on. What else is new? Mom is coughing in the background. You know, life is what it is.
Christmas in a way again in Margaritaville.
Yeah, and this is the first Christmas without Jimmy Buffett being alive. His birthday's on December 25th, so... might be a blue Christmas without the old Jimster. No one calls him that.
How old would he have been?
He was going to be 78. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. 70? No. 75? I can't remember. He's in his 70s. But yeah, some fan I am. Anyway, he was up there. Christmas, though, let's talk about some Christmas movies. Steve, Muppet Christmas Carol is your favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Is that far and away? That's the favorite movie. There's no competition.
I have like a I have a Mount Rushmore of.
Let's go through our Mount Rushmores.
Christmas movies. Instead
of just narrowing it down to one, let's go through our Mount Rushmores.
I could do that. Probably in no particular order beyond Muppets is my favorite, but after that. You got Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
You've got The Grinch with Jim Carrey, the live action Grinch.
Yeah.
And then
it's a great list so far.
A maybe not as well known one, but one of our absolute favorites in recent years is Olive the Other Reindeer.
Haven't seen that one.
Animated about so 40 good. Minutes, 45 minutes.
It's actually 50.
Is it 50 minutes? Is it claymation or is
no?
It...
It's
an animation.
It's animated, like almost like a. It's like a 2D, 3D, and if that doesn't make sense, Parappa the Rapper. Are you familiar with that game, Parappa the Rapper?
Don't know
PlayStation.
That don't know that either.
Okay.
Never played that one.
Two dimensional characters in a 3D world.
Okay.
And okay. Great voice cast. It's made by the creator of The Simpsons.
Okay.
Main
okay.
characters, Homer, Drew Barrymore,
yep,
the Homer guy, voice of Homer's in there.
Homer's gotcha. In there.
I can't remember his real name, but he plays Ralph Cifaretto in The Sopranos. He's also Cypher in The Matrix.
Okay.
He's in there.
Okay.
Great movie.
Yeah. So that's your Mount Rushmore. Muppet Christmas Carol, Christmas Vacation, Jim Carrey Grinch, Olive the Other Reindeer.
Yeah, those are my top.
Top four? Okay. Top. Beck, you got a Mount Rushmore or do you want me to go? Do you want to think about it?
So
obviously Mount Rushmore is your big
yeah,
four.
Your four.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go first. I I know two.
So mine and Steve's are pretty similar. Because I have Christmas Vacation. And I have The Muppet Christmas Carol. And I have The Grinch. Like, I have those three. And then my fourth one, though, is actually The Night Before. With Seth Rogen. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Anthony Mackie, and just so many people.
Jared Leto.
What? Jared Leto.
Oh, no, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I'm thinking Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Did you get Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Jared Leto mixed up?
Yeah.
Is it Leto or Leto?
Is it Leto or Leto? Is it Leto?
It's Leto. It's Jared Leto.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so those are my top four. And those I'm in no particular order. It kind of depends on what I'm trying to go for. Like, I feel like Christmas Vacation is, like, wholesome but semi-raunchy, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, corny Disney stuff, but it's wholesome at the end of the day. Plus, it's a classic. The Grinch is just zany. We got toilets in the background, bro. We got flush. We got
Mom!
We got flushes going on.
What?
Anyway. Jesus Christ. Muppet Christmas Carol is wholesome. And then The Night Before is just raunchy. So I got all my bases covered with my four. So, Becky, go ahead. You're up. You're up.
Well, White Christmas is my absolute favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
So Olive the Other Reindeer is so definitely...
That's on your Mount Rushmore, too?
Is that my Mount Rushmore, yeah.
Okay.
My last two, I don't know.
It's hard to narrow it down.
It is. It's hard. I am stuck between Muppet Christmas Carol, Christmas Vacation, and The Grinch, but not the Jim Carrey version, the cartoon.
The old cartoon.
The old cartoon.
Because now they're really pushing this new,
not that one.
I don't think Benedict Cumberbatch was the right choice for the voice.
He's too nice.
He's way too
nice. Not even Benedict Cumberbatch's problem, it's the script, and he's too nice.
Like, he's having, like, emotional moments throughout the whole thing where he's like, that's cute. But it's like, stop it. Like,
he's depressed. He's not mean.
He's not mean.
He's just a depressed Grinch.
And they try to make him mean. They're like, you have, you know, like, they do these, like, weird, like, little things. But he's not. He's way too nice. Way too nice. And, like, they like, know him in the town and they're not afraid of him.
Yeah.
Like, they were in.
He's got, like a house right in the neighborhood. It's like.
So, yeah, he's got, yeah. No, he still lives on.
Oh, does he?
Crumpet or whatever.
I mean, I guess if I absolutely had to choose, I probably would choose Muppets and Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, so.
But I love The Grinch, like the old Grinch. I just think it's such a good movie, too.
So no one had a Christmas Story. No one had Polar Express.
I like those ones for the record, but
I mean, those are
definitely
great.
In the rotation.
No, that It's a Wonderful Life.
I love The Family Man as well.
Family Man, yeah. No one had what's another
Snow Bride?
Snow Bride, huh?
A very, that's very mixed up.
A Hallmark one. Some honorable mentions for me. I really liked Office Christmas Party with TJ Miller and Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, so many people.
Never watched that.
Office Christmas Party is great.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Bad Santa is a classic. Harold and Kumar 3, classic. And you know what I watched for the first time the other day was Krampus.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
It's actually really good. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand the ending. Are they dead? They're part of his snow globe collection or what? Like, I don't know.
I love, like, The Year Without a Santa Claus.
All the claymation stuff.
Miracle on 34th Street is, like, one of my favorites. I love that one.
Elf. We didn't even talk about Elf.
Elf. And
we got a special guest, another special guest on. My mom has decided to join the pod after she rudely interrupted a few minutes ago. You know how she did that.
With the toilet.
Yeah, the flush got on the podcast. So you could compose yourself and say what you wanted to say.
I just want to say a movie that always gets a bad rap, but it's one of my favorites, is Christmas with the Cranks.
Why does it get a bad rap?
A lot of people say it's a terrible Christmas movie. What? I think it's hysterical, and it has a beautiful, like, heartwarming ending. And
that's Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis. Right?
Yeah.
What about the Santa Claus? I forgot about the Santa Claus. Is a great movie.
I like the Santa Claus 2 as well. I still have not watched the Santa Claus 3.
The Santa Claus 3 is horrible.
Yeah. And that's crazy because Martin Short, like, he's so funny.
2 is okay. The first one is the best.
Yeah, the first one's the best, no doubt. And I actually just discovered there's, like, throughout the movie, like, in the normal, like, human world scenes, there's elves in the background almost throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
They're watching.
Like at Denny's. And Denny's at the beginning. There's an elf like getting his coat. And like,
I didn't notice it at Denny's.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's hidden things. Like these aren't like common knowledge. Like these are hidden things. Jingle All the Way.
I do love Elf.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way is funny. Yeah. Put that cookie down.
Yeah. I was watching that. I got emotional watching that because I think just
now being a dad,
being a father now, it's like I see that, and he's doing anything he can to make sure his kid has a good Christmas. And I'm like, I get it. So, and that's what our parents did too. So, I don't think they like fought anyone to get gifts, but
you don't know.
Well, I mean, Black Friday footage from back in the day is so much crazier than it is now. I think Black Friday's calmed down.
Because
everything's online. Yeah. Everything just goes online.
Yeah.
And the sales start earlier than Black Friday now. So it's like.
Now, to be fair, though, on Jingle All the Way, he did put himself in that mess. Like, if he would have just cared a little bit more from the beginning to get that Turbo Man.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have had to go through that.
When we were watching it, Steve was like, oh my God, that's like something I would do.
It is.
Like,
yeah,
right when we were watching it, like, Steve's like, oh my God, that's me.
That's me.
And he's like. I'm like, yeah, that is you. Like, you say that you're going to do stuff, and then you don't do it.
Except instead of, like, working hard like he was, I would be, like, sitting on the couch.
Yeah, he would have just given up. He would not even try.
Like, no, I mean, like, he's at work all the time. And that's why she's like, did you get the Turbo Man? And he's like, I'm busy working. I would have been sitting on the couch. You'd have been like, did you get the Turbo Man? I'd been like, oh, man. I was watching YouTube.
I was playing my video game.
Yeah. Watching the socks were on. It's December. Yeah, I know. But off-season moves. What's it called? The Krampus, though. I really liked the, like, how they're all just kind of trapped in the house because of the blizzard outside. And then there's obviously the creepiness. I'm a big horror fan. So anything Christmas horror, like Black Christmas. Cool fact. Black Christmas from the 70s, the original one, that's all, like, it's pretty violent for a horror. I mean, from a horror movie, even in the 70s. Like, it's pretty violent. Same guy who directed that directed A Christmas Story.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So he directed A Christmas Story and Black Christmas. So arguably like the happiest Christmas movie of all time. Maybe not the happiest, but like a classic. Yeah. And then a cult classic in Black Christmas. And then, what else?
Have you seen Violent Night?
Violent Night. I was going to mention that. My dad
Violent
and I,
Night was okay.
Dad and I saw that last year in theaters and he loved it.
Yeah.
And then I tried to, that was like a first time. I was going to start it every year. Like, Dad and I would go see a movie in theaters for Christmas. And I tried to, like, recreate it on his birthday. We went to go see Renfield with Nicolas Cage, and he wasn't a fan. So, swing and a miss right there. But 9-Bit Christmas or 8-Bit Christmas, the one on HBO with Steve Zahn.
Haven't watched it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All the claymation stuff. What am I missing right here? I feel like I'm missing... Like, there's a big one out there that I'm missing.
Miracle on 34th Street.
I mentioned that one.
Oh, sorry.
I mentioned that one.
Fred Claus, Deck the Halls with Matthew Broderick, Four Christmases. Love Actually is a good one.
Home Alone.
We didn't even talk about Home Alone. I knew I was missing something. That's funny, because I was trying to remember what I forgot.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't get it. What's funny?
Because in Home Alone, she's like, she's like, I think we forgot something, you know?
And, do you,
by the way,
do you consider
worst parents of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Of the decade, arguably.
I mean, yeah.
The second time. The first time, maybe. Second time. Come on.
That's bad.
Like, he's going to Child Protective Services after that. There's no way.
Do you think Nightmare Before Christmas is considered a Christmas movie?
I think it can be both, but I think predominantly it is Halloween. But, it, you know, obviously there's Christmas elements to it. It's like Jurassic Park. Like, Jurassic Park isn't considered a horror movie, but there's horror aspects to it. You know?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I never thought of it that
way. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Bruce Willis says it isn't. Yeah. I think it is.
It is, yeah.
Prometheus. There's a Christmas scene in Prometheus.
Is there?
Seen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Idris Elba is decorating the tree.
Oh, okay.
It's adorable.
Well, we just watched the other. Well, we've been on a kick of this show lately, but we've watched several times the Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classic.
Yeah.
Yes, classic.
We've been watching a lot of South Park.
Finn likes that. I watch South Park all the time. It's my comfort show.
Now, yeah. She had only seen. That's. We've been watching it every night, just putting it on.
Yeah.
She had never seen
any of it.
Any of the other episodes. Yeah. So I'm like, you have no context for Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classics. I'm like, you got to see the origin of Mr. Hankey. You got to see
his alcoholic wife and his kids and
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
We like Christmas in Canada. That's one of my favorites.
That one's
Canada.
Really funny.
Black Slave Down.
Red Slave Down. The Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah. Like South Park is an amazing show, and they do great Christmas episodes. But Home Alone 3 was always my favorite for a while. Like, growing up,
really?
Home Alone 3 was I liked Home Alone 3, too.
I liked the bad guys in it. Like, the robbers or whatever. I think I just liked them better for whatever reason.
So. The first one's always going to be my favorite, but I didn't mind the third one. I mean, the second one was okay, but he's not even at home in the second one.
The traps are better. You know, you could do...
Traps are better in the second one.
That empty renovating house in New York, like, endless possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some of the traps in the first one, like, the ornaments by the window.
Yeah.
Like, you're really going to have to hope that he walks in there without shoes.
Yeah.
That's a fat chance, but it happened. It happened. The nail in the foot is the worst one.
I mean,
growing up now, I feel like the nail in the foot.
I don't know. Is it the fire with the head and the heat? The hand.
The handle. So that's one of my most satisfying scenes because I love it. You like you hear the burn, like you hear the searing, and then when he runs to the snow, and like sticks his hand in the snow, and then you just hear it cooling off. I imagine that feels so good.
Yeah.
So good. But, So, anyway. Well, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to be done here. Becky, Steve, thank you guys so much for being on. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us. A little trip down the
2023 memory lane because we had a lot of good times this year.
Yeah, it was a great year. It's the best year of my life thus far. And
only 2 weeks left of it, so hopefully we finish strong.
Makes me sad. It flew by. But
you got the rest of your life, you know? It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, but looking forward to the future, and the best is yet to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
all right.
It was a great year.
Indeed it was. All right, guys. Well, that's episode 91. Thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one, which will be 92.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas.
Blessed Kwanzaa.
Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah, all that stuff. Bye.